There's been more reaction to the press conference of Presidents Trump and Putin, who together criticized the U.S.-Russia investigation. House Speaker Paul Ryan rarely speaks out against Trump, but said in a statement, "There's no question Russia interfered in our election. The president should learn Russia is not an ally." Today, Putin was asked why President Trump should believe his denial.
Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation.
Let's get the view from Russia with Pavel Sarikov, a political scientist with the Institute for USA and Canada Studies. Pavel, talk about the expectation there going into this meeting. We read many Russians thought Putin won just by going, and they thought he'd get them an end of isolation, an easing of sanctions, an acceptance of the seizing of Crimea. Is that your sense?
Well, I've just watched the public opinion polls, and I would say that slightly more than half of Russians are very cautiously optimistic about the summit. So they're not expecting a breakthrough, but they feel that the president would look each other in the eye and see that they are decent people and find something in common.
But do most Russians feel that Putin is right in his actions and that they deserve to have the sanctions lifted and they deserve to have the Crimea accepted?
Well, only 3 months ago, Putin won the presidential elections, and there were, I guess, 73% of Russians who voted for him. So, yes, Putin feels very big approval of his actions in among Russians. And most Russians actually approve the Crimea situation. So, yes, yeah. And Donald Trump even made a slight hint that, well, he was asked whether he's going to acknowledge Crimea, and he said, "We'll see," which a lot of Russians perceived as a hint that he's going to acknowledge Crimea as a part of Russia.
What is the view on the world view of Russia? On Friday, special counsel, U.S. special counsel Robert Mueller indicted 12 more Russian intelligence officers claiming hacking in the 2016 election. There was documentation that showed that it was these Russians, not a Romanian, behind Guccifer 2.0 who had the hacked material. And the documentation also showed that during the campaign, on the very day that Donald Trump said, "Russia, if you're listening, get those Hillary Clinton emails," and that is the very day that the Russians, Robert Mueller alleges, hacked those emails. We understand that you're also skeptical of Russia's hacking of the U.S. election. Really? With all of that information?
I'm skeptical because I've been trying to find the smoking gun evidences, and I see that it's always harder to prove that you didn't do something than to prove that you did something.
There's also accusations that Russia interfered in the Brexit vote, that Russia was behind the poisoning of people in Britain.
The Brexit vote, the Catalonia vote, the French presidential elections. So Russia have been accused of many, many different things. But every time when the United States accused Russia of meddling with the presidential elections, that is interference into national sovereignty. But when Robert Mueller indicted 12 Russian citizens of meddling with American elections, he gave Donald Trump additional information to talk about with Putin. But obviously, Russia is not going to extradite these 12 Russians. Mm-hmm. And even if Putin would do that, the sanctions would not be lifted and the relations would not come back to what they used to be before 2014 either.
What was Russians' sense of Vladimir Putin as he headed into the summit? We're reading that they believe that he is a grand chess master, that with his KGB background and his years of experience, you know, he will outmaneuver President Trump. Is that the sense?
I think so, yes. Can I say something about the Russian general perception of the information that Russia meddled with U.S. elections?
Please.
Because I think this is interesting, because despite the fact that Russian official position is denial that Russia ever interfered in U.S. presidential elections, very significant part of Russian society actually believes that Russia did meddle, and they are proud of it.
And they feel that's to Putin's credit, which goes to what we were talking about.
That goes to Putin's credit on one hand, and that actually what makes Donald Trump look worse, because if Donald Trump was perceived as Putin's friend, then every time Donald Trump says something bad about Russia or about Russian leadership, that, you know, makes his ratings in Russia go down. And people really think of Putin as a good negotiator. They think that Putin would somehow reach certain agreements with Donald Trump.
But just the overall idea, it seems like you're saying Russians think that Putin is smart and Trump maybe not so much, and that Putin will outmaneuver him.
I think, yes, that's that is certain that there are sentiments like this.
Yeah. Pavel Sherikov is a political scientist with the Institute for USA and Canada Studies. We reached him in Moscow. Pavel, thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So Russian people believed the hacking did happen, and they are proud of it.